But first, joining us here at the Speedway Club at the Texas Motor Speedway is the official race car driver of our show, Gas Cap Louie. Good morning.
Yeah, put that thing up here.
Put it down there.
There you go.
Well, I just got to say, it's good to sit down with you guys and actually be face-to-face here in a world in which everyone's always executing and prosecuting their lives and texting and Facebooking and Twittergramming and all that sort of thing. It's good to have a little one-on-one FaceTime going on and soon-to-be executing. And I'll tell you what, being face-to-face is kind of going the way of the soon-to-be-extinct dodo bird, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I guess.
But you guys taking upon yourself to be out here supporting the support that's been so good to me in my life, and I've dedicated my life to it. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the race community at large. We appreciate you, and we're glad you're out here.
Well, it's good to be here. Are you racing this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, George, it hadn't been too good of a season for old Gas Cap Louie. I've had sponsorship problems at the wazoo. I lost my Viagra sponsorship, my pecan log sponsorship, and my sponsorship with checkyourprostateonline.com. Checkyourprostateonline.com is the only way to check your prostate online. And here I am, still going into my sponsorship speak. But
well, that's okay.
So without my strong sponsorship money coming in, it's made my monetaries dry up, and I don't quite have the reserves in the fourth wish to keep my car running in tip-top shape. But fortunately, a former local sports hero stepped in. A lot of your viewers may remember former Ranger Hugh Darvish.
Yeah.
Where he stepped in and offered me some money to get my car back in tip-top. And I tell you, I really do appreciate it because he's been a big fan of mine for years. Said he grew up in Japan watching me and is happy to team up with me as a partial owner. Now that he's become such a success, and it can't come too soon either, because the last race I was in, I was having transmission problems. Couldn't get it out of second gear, so I guess you could say it hadn't been my week, my month, or even my year. But I'll be there for you now that his money train started to come in.
I can't believe Hugh Darvish has come to your rescue.
Yeah, come to my rescue. Big fan. Been a fan for years.
Well, when might we see you back out on the track?
Well, I tell you what, you know, I don't know. I'm having personal problems right now, Craig. And, I've been a big-time pro driver. It ain't all guns and roses, you can imagine. But I can't afford racing slicks, you know, and I've been having to run on all-season tires, and that slowed me up quite a bit and everything. Plus, I can't afford that high-test fuel that they use. So I've been running ethanol 87 octane. It gummed up my carb something fierce.
Oh, no.
And everyone knows of a certain age how painful that can be, getting your carb gummed up. You know what I'm saying right there? George laughing over there because he's had the experience of that. But I tell you, and it's also been a hell of a time. The old Gas Cap Louie household, Donna, been redoing the guest room for the grandkids, and contractors she found off Craigslist installed some Chinese sheetrock that made us all break out in hives.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's been horrible. The grandkids took to the sick bed for about 2 months now. Their mother been done accused of that Baron von Munchausen proxy by syndrome, whatever it is. But yeah, got CPS involved and all that, so it's been a hell of a time with legal phase. Hopefully, Hugh Darvish step in and be there for me on that.
Boy, Hugh is really coming to the rescue.
He really has. You know, he really is good people, and we appreciate a lot that he's done for the Gas Cap Louie household, the family, and everything, the sponsorship of the car. It's very important to a lot that goes on and everything. And by the way, while we're on the air, we're on the air now.
Yeah, we are right now, Gas Cap.
Okay, I wasn't aware we were on the air. I just thought we were talking one-on-one. But now that I find out that we're on the air, I'd just like to give a shout-out to another local hero, big sports legend, big fan of mine, and I'm a big fan of his, too. I'd like to give a shout-out to Dak Prescott.
Oh, okay.
Dak Prescott, as you know, Dak Prescott been adopting my speaking patterns for a while now.
Yeah.
We're all big Cowboy fans. It's good to see number four paying tribute to the man known as the other number three, you know, because I got to run number three now.
Okay.
Not Dale Earnhardt Sr., but Gas Cap Louis Sr. and everything. But the man has certainly I've racked up more losses. I don't know if you know this, but I'm in the record books now that the man who's racked up more NASCAR losses than all the other drivers combined.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. It's not really a distinction that I really wanted or earned properly, because, you know, I've run into a lot of just bad luck.
That's been my thing.
Bad, but you know, tough breaks. My name, Gas Cap Louie, actually came from the fact that I left my gas cap off in my very first race, lost it because I couldn't get the vacuum pressure.
That's how you got that.
That's how I got
really?
That.
I never knew that.
Appreciate you guys being out here, and I think Donna's going to run by here in a little bit with some tortillas with some scrambled eggs.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, appreciate you guys being here.
Always great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Good luck to you. Okay, there he's off and running. He's a busy man.
Those NASCAR drivers talk so fast.
Yeah, that's a record, I think, for speech pattern with him.